Taking Mama Grocery Shopping. If you've got an aging parent, you're probably at some point in time going to take Mama to the grocery store, if not Mama, Papa, but usually it's Mama that does the grocery shopping, and there are a couple of things that you ought to consider before you get in the car. There are different styles for different folks, and some people, especially people who work in the real world out there, have different management styles. For example, there's the executive time management style, which is basically do the hustle. That's when you take Mama to the store, you tell her she can't use her coupons because they waste time and time is money, and you just don't have that kind of time to do that kind of thing. You might tell Mama to skip the store flyer, she'll just linger down the aisles anyway. And you tell Mama that she's got exactly 20 minutes to shop because you've got things to do. So what you do is you rush Mama up and down the aisles and get in and get out as quickly as you can. If you're not a hustler, maybe you're a head 'em up and move 'em out rawhide kind of shopper with Mama. And in that case, you probably drop Mama at the door, you tell her she has exactly half an hour, and if she's not ready, she'll be walking home. Maybe you page Mama every 10 minutes so she knows you're on it and you mean business. Maybe you get back to the store and park in front of the door 5 minutes early and you blow your horn every 2 minutes to let Mama know that you have got to get going. Or maybe you're the critic kind of person where you walk down the aisles with Mama and every time she picks something up, you review it for her. You tell her why that's a bad idea and why she really does not need that item. And you tell her she shouldn't waste a lot of money on products she's really not even going to use. In other words, you nag, nag, nag your way up and down the aisles. Let me explain something to you about helping a parent. A parent is not a child. A parent has been a child. Parent has raised a child, but a parent is not a child. And when you treat your Mama like she needs to be micromanaged while you're helping her, you're not really helping her. And very often what happens is you find out that you've got a real problem because Mama rebels the way that any healthy, normal human being would do. Nobody wants to be told what to do all the time. And if you're taking Mama to the store, Mama's got a plan already, and she wants to get it done. And if you start taking over her plan, it's no longer Mama's plan. So there are a couple of tips that I can give you for helping Mama shop. And I say this as an experienced caregiver because I learned the hard way that you don't tell Mama what to do. My Mama was quite feisty, and she was very sure of what she wanted. And she actually taught me a lot. So I want to share it with you. The first thing that you want to do is you want to plan the trip. You want to help Mama organize her list, her coupons, and all that stuff. If Mama's got coupons, let me explain to you about this economy. Every penny counts. And if Mama wants to use coupons and it takes an extra 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 4 minutes to get them done at the register, do it. It's money in the pocket and money counts. Second of all, plan to make this shopping trip a social event. Don't treat it like it's a chore. Don't treat it like it's a burden for you. Treat it like Mama wants to go to the grocery store and you're there as her assistant and it's going to be fun. If you try and rush through everything, if you do it at a time when you just don't have the time to help and to cooperate, you're going to make Mama really, really nervous and she's going to feel tremendously pressured. And you really don't want that because that's when you run into problems in the relationship. So make it a social event. If you want to go to lunch first, go to lunch first. Have a little fun. But don't treat it like it's work for you and you want to get through it as quickly as possible. Because Mama, very often, if you're taking Mama to the store, she's probably got some mobility issues. And to her, getting out and about is a real big deal and it's a pleasure. And if you try and rush Mama through the grocery store, it's not going to feel like a pleasure, and you're going to spoil her one of the few opportunities she has to get out and about. You don't want to do that. Take a deep breath, relax, and focus on being a help, not a hindrance. Be respectful, be patient. You know, when you're older, time has a different meaning for you. You've got less of it, and you want to enjoy what you've got. When you're younger, you've got a lot of things on your to-do list. You want to get them done so that you can get to the good stuff. Be fair to Mama. Be patient with Mama. If there were a lot of items on the list, why don't you consider using two grocery carts? Split the list. Let Mama wander up and down the aisles at her leisure. Maybe you take a few more items on the list than Mama has. You can get that shopping cart filled faster than Mama can, and we all know that. So let Mama take some of the items, let her poke in the aisles, let her examine the ingredients on every package if she wants to do that. But let her shop at her own pace, not your pace. And be sure to know where there's a seat in the store when Mama gets tired, or if she's done before you are, or whatever. But it's a convenient way to know where the meeting place is when you get done with your cart, if you're taking two carts. And definitely help Mama organize. Sometimes when you're older, it can be overwhelming, especially in a big grocery store where there are so many aisles. So help Mama organize. Help her to know where things are. Understand that grocery stores change things all the time. It's a very frustrating thing for older citizens to be wandering down the aisles in a grocery store and have limited energy and not know where things are. Very often the store will have a printed guide that tells you what aisles items are located on. There's always a help desk. Usually it's at the front of the store. But make sure Mama knows where to go if she needs help. And most of all, keep a sense of humor when you're taking Mama shopping. Don't be a serious Stan or a dreadful Debbie. Be fair. Mama's out there. She wants to do this. And if you try and take over for Mama, if you take that independence away from her, she's going to be miserable because she's going to feel like she's got no purpose in life anymore. So let Mama have her chores. Help her. Don't take over. Finally, you know that you're going to have to help Mama take the groceries in. You know that you're going to have to help Mama get things unpacked from the bags and organized on the shelves or in the refrigerator. Plan on that time. One of the biggest mistakes that people make when they take Mama shopping is they think, I've got half an hour and I've got to get it all done in half an hour. And if we're not done in half an hour, I'm going to be late. Don't ever, ever, ever go grocery shopping when you have time constraints. Explain to Mama that you will give her more than enough time at a certain time. In other words, if Mama wants to go shopping on Saturday, you know that Saturday is a crazy shopping day at the grocery store, then you might want to say to her, why don't we do it at 2 o'clock when I've got some extra time? Because no matter what time you think you've got to help Mama do the grocery shopping, it's always going to take you longer than you think it's going to take you, which means you're either going to rush Mama or you're going to be incredibly frustrated. Either way, someone's going to be unhappy, and that's really not how to have a social opportunity when you're doing the grocery shopping. You want it to be a comfortable experience for Mama, and you want her basically to be happy. Otherwise, why would you be helping her to do the grocery shopping? So make it easy for yourself, make it easy for Mama, be fair, and think it all through, plan it all out, organize the list, know what you're going to do before you hit the store so that Mama can feel like she's contributing to her own life and you can feel good about helping Mama do the grocery shopping. Good luck.